sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace this day. Our first lesson from the book of Acts starts by saying, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all. Well, I don't think this is what the author meant to say. It almost sounds like, despite whatever Peter was saying, the Holy Spirit fell upon everyone anyway. It reminds me of a time that I was in a midweek worship service with a small group of pastors. And just like our services in the prayers of intercession, you know, when the invitation comes that says, for what else and for who else shall the people of God pray? A wise and humorous colleague of mine leaned over to me during that quiet time and whispers to me, let's pray for our congregations who have to put up with us as their pastors. While Peter was still speaking, still the Holy Spirit fell. I guess Peter had something to do with it. And I'm sure Peter had nothing to do with it. It's both and. If you can hold that today, friends. And then, of course, Peter wisely goes on to confess his boundaries. The rules he's always known can't sustain the rush of the Holy Spirit. Can anyone withhold, he says, can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these Gentiles who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? See, something has just happened to Peter. And now he gets it. This isn't just a preacher, pastor, Peter thing. It's true for us as a congregation too, isn't it? I mean, couldn't we lean forward during the prayers too and whisper, let's pray for the people of Fairfax and Annandale and Burke who have us at Bethlehem as their Christian Lutheran church presence in the neighborhood. Let's pray for the Mantua, Long Branch, Wakefield, Woodburn subdivisions around our church because we're their local church. Let's pray for Lutheran Social Services and the Vietnamese Baptist congregation, for the JCC and Girl Scouts and Hypothermia Shelter. Let's pray for them because we're it. You got to be able to laugh at yourself, right? And I think that's like Peter. I think Peter was able to laugh at himself too. Friends, the Holy Spirit falls anyway. That's the point. The Holy Spirit falls anyway, with or without us. I guess we have something to do with it. And I'm sure we have nothing to do with it. So we join Peter in confessing. Who are we to stop this? Who are we to keep the Holy Spirit from raining down on all creation? This is very different, by the way, from the things that we remember and celebrate on this Mother's Day. That mothers and all those in motherly roles absolutely shape and influence their children. Now, I know that every child is their own person and all that, but still, in a huge way, that mothering role has got everything to do with it, unlike what's happening here with Peter in Acts. That's why this day, by the way, can be so difficult for so many. So many are longing for that strong and nurturing influence, and they never got it. Others are longing to be a mother, to offer that strong, loving, and nurturing presence, and for whatever reason, they can't. Still others are grieving the loss of the mothering influence in their lives. She who had everything to do with it is no longer with us. Part of Mother's Day has to be holding all those for whom it's a really tough day. Who are we to withhold, Peter preaches? Who are we to forget those on the outside? Who are we to overlook the grieving, the exceptions? I hope it's not true here at Bethlehem, but it might be. I just haven't heard it yet. But I know there used to be people at the last congregation I served who simply wouldn't come on Mother's Day. They wouldn't come to church on Mother's Day because they just couldn't take it. She couldn't take people wishing her happy Mother's Day and that only being a deep and painful reminder again that she was never able to be a mother. He couldn't take all the flowery language and images about motherhood when his own mother was terribly abusive. They had just lost their beloved matriarch, and their tears, they believed, were just going to be too much for their congregation to bear. Can you hear this, what I would call Gentile dynamic happening again here? Outsiders, exceptions to the norm, people excluding themselves or being excluded because something about them is different. It doesn't fit with the center. It doesn't sync up to the insider's way. But then Peter, in spite of himself, the insider of all insiders, Jesus' right-hand man, Peter, picks up on the Gentile dynamic, pays attention to the stirrings of the Spirit, the visions and voices of God in spite of himself, and won't stand for it anymore. He stands up and preaches, "We've got to think differently," he is proclaiming. "We've got to change." This insider-outsider Gentile dynamic won't work anymore. Who are we to stop the Holy Spirit from falling, from raining down on everyone? See, this is a pivotal moment in the book of Acts here in chapter 10. And it actually has come from just earlier in the chapter, a period of listening and praying and actually resting. Peter had just been snoozing up on the roof when everything changed for him. That's another sermon altogether, but when we stop, the frenzied busyness, get away, up on the roof, or wherever, God speaks to us. Can't always hear God trying to speak to us when we're so busy all the time. I just talked about these passages in our Tuesday Bible study, still here on Facebook. Peter just had this vision where he hears the divine voice that says, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." That's what happens in his vision when he stops, when he kind of drifts off a little bit, falls asleep. That vision and voice was all about this insider-outsider-Gentile dynamic. Everything has just changed for Peter, you see. It wasn't anymore, "Come in and fit with us." Or even worse, "We're in and you're out." Peter's preaching was now an exclamation of the joy that this gospel cannot be stopped. "This baptismal water," he says, "falls on everyone with or without my permission." We just get to bear witness to it, friends in Christ. We just get to go, "Hey, look at that. Look at God's wide open arms. Look at the Holy Spirit falling on everyone." The insiders, the outsiders are all brought together. Look at that. Hey, look at that. This is, by the way, what it means to abide in Christ. That word is used so often in John's gospel writing. In fact, if you ever hear the word abide in Scripture, just bet on John. I would suggest that abiding in Christ is about two things today. First, it's about bearing witness to God's radical welcome. Hey, look at that. Just pointing to it. Look at that. It's about addressing that Gentile dynamic. Who's in and who's out on this Mother's Day? It's laughable to ask that question, isn't it? Even for those whose eyes are full of tears today, everyone's in. And we just get to point to that arms wide open welcome like Peter did. And look at that. It's got nothing to do with me. Abiding in Christ is about trusting and resting and bearing witness to God's relentless welcome. And secondly, It's about loving one another. Jesus says this so many times. Treat one another like true friends, Jesus says. As opposed to, let's just say, Facebook friends. Now, let me be clear. Of course, your Facebook friends can also be true friends, for sure. But when I use the term Facebook friend, I'm talking about that click away and scroll down relationship. You don't like something? You just click away or scroll down and be done with them. But Jesus tells us, on the other hand, to love one another, to stay with one another. Peter had just finished saying something that was so controversial back in the book of Acts. And what's the last sentence in this first lesson? Then they invited him to stay for several days. They invited him to abide. It's actually the same word in Greek. So I guess abide isn't only in John. When it comes to Christian community, we stay with one another. We stay together. It's so sad when people up and leave a congregation because of a disagreement or a controversial statement. It's like our churches have become just click away and scroll down Facebook friends that are meant to serve us and fill us and even entertain us and nothing more. And as soon as they don't, as soon as things change or open up wider, contrast that with Jesus' call to abide, to love one another, to stay a while, to stay together, to remain friends. Let's go with Peter, friends in Christ. Let's go with Peter and all the other witnesses through the ages. Let's go and sing this welcome with our lives. This invitation is for you, friend. This welcome is for you, friend. These open arms are for you, friend. This comfort, this peace, this joy, this safety, this nurturing, this forgiveness, and this challenge are for you, friend. It's got nothing to do with us. It's got everything to do with our resurrected Lord, who is and always will be with you and for you this day and forever. Behold, everything has changed, for Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.